unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. A new experimental method of delivering Spinraza to people with spinal muscular atrophy could reduce both the costs and burden of the treatment, potentially allowing more patients access to the therapy, according to researchers. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, which leads to reduced production of the SMN protein. While humans have a second survival motor neuron gene, SMN2, capable of producing SMN, a slight difference in its DNA sequence makes 90% of the resulting SMN protein shorter and non-functional. Spinraza, developed by Biogen, is the only approved treatment for almost all types of SMA in several countries, including the U.S., the European Union, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, and Chile. It increases the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a full-length SMN protein, potentially restoring its levels and function, administered through an injection into the cerebrospinal fluid, a procedure called intrathecal injection. However, this type of administration not only presents safety and accessibility challenges to many SMA patients with spine deformities, it can also cause complications, especially in newborns and young children. To address these issues, researchers and clinicians at the Clinic for Special Children in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, and the Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children in Wilmington, Delaware, have developed and tested a new method of Spinraza delivery. The alternative method uses a catheter that is inserted in the spinal cord to an implantable infusion port, a self-sealing silicone disc placed under the skin that can be punctured with a special needle many times to administer a therapy. Researchers implanted the SIC system into 10 SMA patients with advanced disease and spine deformities between 5 and 30 years old with 3 copies of the SMN2 and evaluated its safety and tolerability over 3 sequential doses of Spinraza. The device was inserted in less than 2 hours and was well tolerated in all patients who stayed in the hospital on average for less than 2.5 days. All doses of Spinraza were administered in less than 20 minutes on the first attempt and required no sedation, medication to relieve pain, ultrasound guidance, or respiratory precautions. These preliminary findings suggest that the SIC system is a relatively safe and well-tolerated delivery method for Spinraza in SMA patients. In addition, the team noted that this method significantly lowers the cost of Spinraza administration by 5 to 10 times. The researchers believe that if these results are confirmed in larger trials of longer duration, twice as many SMA patients may be able to receive Spinraza through this alternative method. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum Director Michael Morrell.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Welcome to my weekly flash briefing for SMA News Today. My name is Michael Morrell. In this week's flash briefing, I want to spend a few minutes to discuss a condition that we, as SMA patients, can develop probably a little easier than those of you that are considered able-bodied. This condition is called ketoacidosis. Researchers are finding that there may be a link between spinal muscular atrophy and ketoacidosis. A case report finds spinal muscular atrophy patients can be more prone to a life-threatening metabolic imbalance called ketoacidosis, which causes the blood to become acidic. The case report, Severe Ketoacidosis in a Patient with Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in the journal CEN Case Reports. The report describes the case of a young 36-year-old man diagnosed with SMA type 3, who was admitted to the emergency room at American University of Beirut in Lebanon due to episodes of vomiting and stomach pain. At the time, the wheelchair-bound patient was on no medications, but had started a diet to lose weight a week before his symptoms appeared. Apart from the SMA symptoms of muscle weakness and atrophy, otherwise known as muscle wasting, his physical examinations revealed no further problems. However, blood tests indicated the presence of metabolic acidosis and high levels of blood acids called ketones. Metabolic refers to metabolism, the chemical process cells undertake to live. The analysis was consistent with the condition termed ketoacidosis, a serious complication that occurs when the body starts breaking down fat too rapidly to produce energy. As a consequence, the liver processes the fat into a fuel called ketones, which are acidic molecules that cause the blood to become acidic. Ketones normally are produced during periods of sugar shortage, such as fasting, starvation, and intense exercise, as the body starts to break down fat for energy. If ketones are produced and accumulate too quickly in the blood and urine, they become toxic and eventually lethal. People with diabetes, for instance, who have problems using sugar as an energy source, are especially at risk of developing this complication. The patient in this case report was treated successfully for ketoacidosis using intravenous hydration with saline and treatment with dextrose and sodium bicarbonate. 3 days after admission, all of his laboratory parameters were back to normal and the patient was discharged. He was advised to avoid fasting and to eat a well-balanced diet. Although SMA is a neuromuscular disease, several metabolic dysfunctions have been described in people with the disease. As the severity of the patient's ketoacidosis was inconsistent with starvation alone, researchers proposed that other reasons associated with SMA may have contributed to this complication. Possible factors included low muscle mass, disturbed fatty acid metabolism, hormonal imbalances, and defective glucose metabolism. When ketones are produced, they are consumed mostly by muscle fibers. In people with reduced muscle mass, such as those of us who have spinal muscular atrophy, ketone consumption is lower, promoting ketoacidosis. In addition, muscle atrophy reduces the supply of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, as a source of energy, and the body shifts toward the breakdown of fats and producing ketones. Researchers concluded that ketoacidosis is an under-recognized entity in patients with neuromuscular diseases and requires a high index of suspicion for prompt diagnosis and management. Please take time out of your day to contact your doctor and ask them about the steps that you need to take to avoid developing this possibly deadly condition. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone's having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.